Chapter 11, Section 1.1, Alternatives in Cloud Computing. When Amazon launched EC2, its utility compute environment, in 2006, I made a number of calls to executives in traditional hardware companies and offered to help them set up a competing service using our Borg technology, a suite of tools that we had used to provide on-demand virtual machines within my own company. I was confident we could easily emulate the APIs of Amazon, and though we were behind the game in some areas, we were ahead in others. Overwhelmingly, there was no interest, and the couple, i.e. two, meetings I managed to arrange always ended up with the same result: how will this help us sell more servers? I'd like to say that by 2008 the attitude had changed, but it hadn't. In late 2008, in the first of many such trips, I flew to the US, met a number of executives, told them their entire hardware business would be lost, showed them how by creating a market of AWS clones and creating a price war they could exploit a constraint that Amazon would have in building data centers, and use this to fragment the market by pushing demand beyond supply. I explained why they wouldn't do this due to existing inertia and why they would lose the war. The lack of interest was beyond palpable, it was dismissive. Amazon was not considered a threat, but a minnow, and only a madman would think otherwise. To paraphrase what I was told, these companies would be doing something in the future in that market, creating their own standards and taking this industry away from Amazon if it ever became serious, which they assured me it wouldn't. In all but actual words, the message was clearly go away, little boy, and let the grown-ups deal with this in a responsible manner. The air was always thick with endless prognostications of their own future greatness, along with the old trope of how will your stuff sell more servers. The truth be told, I did feel like the naughty boy pointing at the emperor and going, he's got no clothes on. It was like staring generals in the face and telling them that ordering troops to continue walking north over a cliff wasn't a good idea, and getting a gentle pat on the head or a pinch on the cheeks with the kindly guffaw of walking north is what we do. The problem with evolution in business is the threat is much larger than most realize, due to the punctuated equilibrium and the rapid speed of change. You can either create a large ecosystem fast, which means a very focused effort around creating a marketplace based upon some form of open standards, or you can co-opt and eventually aim to own the standard. What you cannot afford to do is dilly-dally, rest on your laurels, or try to create another differentiated product solution to compete against evolution. Unfortunately, this is exactly what happened. The companies that have lost the cloud war had all the advantage. They had the finances, the skills, the talent, the reach, the brand, and everything you could possibly want to win it. They were like generals in charge of massive modern armies going up against a David armed with a sling and a spud gun. Fortunately for David, the generals all ordered their troops to walk north, over the cliff and to their doom. The cloud war in infrastructure was lost not due to some magical engineering capability of Amazon, but instead due to executive failure of past giants. Every single one of them could have won the war with ease. When they finally did act, it was too late, with too little investment and often in the wrong direction because of a preoccupation on what they wanted, selling servers, and not what their users needed. But users also had inertia to this change, and in a somewhat tragic act of desperation this was seized upon. Past giants had found their Kodak moment.